The furor over an incident at U.S. Senate candidate Joe Miller's town hall meeting in Anchorage continues, although city prosecutors say no charges will be filed. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Sunday night's tussle between drop zone security guards and online journalist Tony Hopfinger continues to raise some questions about the nature of the personnel protection seemingly required by candidate Joe Miller. Randy DeSoto, Miller's campaign spokesman, when asked about the incident, said in an email that, quote, all members of the public were welcome. The incident happened after the meeting was over, and Miller had spent an hour answering questions from the audience. The man in question, Hopfinger, aggressively approached Joe and placed a small camera a few inches in front of his face. When he later became physically aggressive, he was told he was now trespassing and asked to leave, unquote. Anchorage Municipal Prosecutor Albert Patterson said in an email today, quote, after careful review by the Municipal Prosecutor's Office of witness statements, police reports, and other materials relating to this incident, it has been determined that no criminal charges will be filed against any party, unquote. But allegations lodged against security guard agency Drop Zone include blog information indicating a lapsed business license. Drop Zone owner Bill Fulton said today he used to have two business licenses for Drop Zone, one for his military surplus retail store, the other for his guard business. Fulton said he let the retail license expire as it is no longer necessary. He said he renewed the other one today. State Business Licensing Examiner Arlene Lombob says a security business, such as Drop Zone, only needs a $50 state business license to operate.
There is no other requirement except just a business license.
Does the state require any additional occupational licensing for a security guard business?
No, the state doesn't.
State business licenses are easily available online, but armed guards are in a whole other category. According to Alaska statutes, Title 18, Chapter 65, a person may not be employed as a security guard agency without a license from the Commissioner of Public Safety. Actually, Alaska law requires privately owned protection agencies to have quite a number of requirements, such as insurance, bonding, and personnel training, etc. A call to the Criminal Records and Identification Bureau in Anchorage netted Alaska State Troopers spokesperson Megan Peters. When asked if Drop Zone had such a commissioner's license, Peters replied she could not answer questions regarding the company, citing an active trooper investigation. There is no evidence Drop Zone guards were armed on Sunday, but meanwhile, Bill Fulton has disclosed that he has retained Anchorage attorney Wayne Ross. Ross said today that he has represented Fulton for years and offered no comment on the current case. I'm Ellen Lockyer.